WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Phil Nee has a look at spring sports postseason awards from the Southwest Conference.
The Southwest Conference All-Conference Soccer selections have been named and announced by the conference. Dodgeville Mineral Point won the league, going 8-0-2. River Valley was second at 8-1-1, followed by Platteville Lancaster at 5-5. Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, 4-4-2. Galena East Dubuque was 2-7-1. And Richland Center, 0-10-0. First team All-Conference at goalie, Christina Vinger, a junior from Dodge Point. Defenders included River Valley's Addie Lilla, a senior, Dodge Point's Abby Ludwig and Ella Wilson, and Platteville Lancaster's Carly Vesperman. Midfielders, Dodge Point's Katie Sheckel and Christina Collier, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca's Tessa Chakowski Higgins, and River Valley's Karina Osborne. And first-team All-Conference forwards, River Valley's Alana Merritt, Platteville Lancaster's Miriam Gumi, and Ava McDonald of Dodge Point. Second-team All-Conference soccer players, Ava Forty from Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, River Valley senior Delaney Johnson, and also on the defenders, Galena East Dubuque's Violet Doyle and Platteville Lancaster's Yager Gumi, Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca's Kaylee Crook, and River Valley junior Lily Saperstein. Midfielders, Galena East Dubuque's Julia Holland, Platteville Lancaster's Katie Murphy, River Valley junior Grace Morey, and senior Savea Youngquist. The second team forwards, Ava Hying of Dodge Point, Jasmine Olmstead of Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, and Elizabeth Bomberger, a junior with the River Valley Blackhawks. Honorable mention players include Ava Engel of Galena East Dubuque and Lillian Tidrick of Richland Center. Defenders include Dodge Point's Lily Fox and Sophie Miller, Platteville Lancaster's JoJo Dressler and Stella Schumacher, from Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, Hannah Dungeon, and from Richland Center, Bryn Anderson, a freshman, River Valley junior, Bella Clary. And also the honorable mention midfielders, Dodge Point's Claire Bradley, Galena East Dubuque's Michaela Knotts, Platteville Lancaster's Lizzie Ringberg, and Maddie Jaquinette, and from Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, Addison Kirschbaum. The honorable mention forwards, Dodge Point's Abilene Bartz, Lily Hodeker, and Layla Novak. From Galena East Dubuque, Nevaeh Ottenhausen, Platteville Lancaster's Elena Curry, and River Valley freshman Montana Joles. The conference champions, Dodge Point, co-players of the year, Miriam Gumi of Platteville Lancaster, Tessa Chakowski Higgins of Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca, and Karina Osborne, River Valley. The coach of the year, Todd Divert of River Valley. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
Thanks, Phil. And the WIAA 2024 State Baseball Tournament is started today, and it's going to be going today through Thursday. That's being held at Fox City Stadium in Grand Chute. And in today's action, it was Division I quarterfinal action today. And in games that were played earlier, it's Westosha Central beat Arrowhead by a score of 2-1, and DePere beat Menasha by a score of 2-0. So those two teams will go on, face each other on Wednesday starting at 2:30. Another game that we have a final for today is Sun Prairie East. They beat Hudson by a score of 4-3 in Division I quarterfinal action as well. And they'll go on to face the winner on Wednesday of the Oak Creek versus Nicolet game. And that game is currently underway. The Detroit Tigers avoided a three-game sweep by winning Sunday's series finale by a score of 10-2. The Tigers exploded for 8 runs in the fifth inning, eliminating any doubts about the winning side. That explosion knocked losing pitcher Bryce Wilson out of the game. The Brewers scored single runs in the seventh and ninth innings. Milwaukee returns home tonight to face Toronto, and they'll be facing each other in a three-game series. Tonight's game will feature Colin Ray as the starting pitcher for the Brewers. And the first pitch from AmFam Field will be at 7:10 this evening. You'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at around 6:35. Packers defensive lineman T.J. Slayton gets high marks for his play during the 2023 season. Pro Football Focus ranked Slayton second for his efficiency when aligning in a one-technique position. His performance is sometimes overshadowed by teammates like Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt, but his run-stop percentage was tops on the Green Bay defense. Incoming defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley's plan to switch to a 4-3 defense suggests Slayton could be facing more double teams in 2024. And the NFL's longest tenured head coach isn't leaving Pittsburgh anytime soon. The Steelers have signed Mike Tomlin to a 3-year extension that will carry through at least the 2027 season. Tomlin was about to enter the final year of the deal he agreed to in April of 2021. The 52-year-old Tomlin is 173 wins, 100 losses, and 2 ties with a Super Bowl victory since taking over for Hall of Famer Bill Cowher back in 2007. Tomlin has yet to endure a losing season, and despite speculation late last season that he was considering taking some time off, he remains intent on trying to help the Steelers stay in the mix in a highly competitive AFC. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.